Are you ready to apply God's Word to your everyday life? Welcome to the Ancient Mysteries, Kingdom Principles podcast. My name is Joseph, and I am the AI voice and your host from Kurtlandry Ministries. Together we will unlock the ancient principles of the Bible that empower your faith and equip you to move to greater levels of kingdom authority. The title of today's podcast is How to Seek the Presence of the Lord and Find Emotional Healing. When we seek the presence of the Lord, we also invite Him into our presence. We look forward to being filled with the sweet peace and healing that comes from the covenant relationship. This peace and healing transcend the spiritual realm and manifests in the physical realm. The covenant relationship creates a humble invitation that tears down any roadblocks that have been built up in the spiritual realm. As you seek His presence, He wants you to reveal your heart so that if there is any brokenness or confusion, He can instruct, connect, restore, and heal. How to Seek the Presence of the Lord. Find a quiet place and remove distractions. In today's world, it is difficult to find a place without distractions. They seem to be all around us. What are the ones that can be removed in your life? For example, if the rest of your family gets up at 7 a.m., set an alarm to get up earlier so that the house is quiet as you seek the presence of the Lord. Do notifications start popping up on your phone first thing in the morning? Place your phone in another room or on silent during your quiet time. Check your heart. Is there anything that is blocking a download from the Lord? Is there anything that you need to reap it of? Unforgiveness, doubt, and unbelief are some of the major roadblocks that come up when seeking the presence of the Lord. These are things that are hidden under anger and bitterness, caused by the orphan or religious spirit. Ask the Lord to reveal to you anything, known or unknown, that has caused the Holy Spirit to grieve or caused a rift between you and another person. Focus on the Lord alone. This will take some practice, but read a passage or verse, suggestions listed below, out loud, then silently and slowly. Allow the Spirit to guide you to focus on God's goodness, mercy, and instruction in the verse. What words jump out at you? How is God stirring your spirit as you read and speak His Word? Take note and talk with the Lord about it, asking for and waiting on a response. Set time apart each day to meet with Him. Every relationship takes time to develop. Your relationship with the Lord is no different. You are in a covenant relationship. You are a son or daughter of the King. As you seek His presence and meditate on His Word, the Spirit begins to reveal His heart to you and, through the spiritual discipline of studying the Word, you will experience more of His presence in your life. 7 verses to guide you into the presence of the Lord. 1. Isaiah 54. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning, He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. 2. Jeremiah 33:3. Call to me and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things, which you do not know. 3. Psalm 46:10. Be still, and know that I am God, I will be exalted among the nations, I will be exalted in the earth. 4. Psalm 42:1-2. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? 5. Psalm 9:10. And those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. 6. Psalm 84:1-2. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord, my heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. 7. Psalm 27:8. When you said, Seek my face, my heart said to you, Your face, Lord, I will seek. 7 promises to decree in the presence of the Lord. 1. Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Decree, in Yeshua's name, I can approach the throne and the Lord gives me rest. 2. John 14:14. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Decree, in Yeshua's name, I will seek the Lord's will and pray in accordance with His will. The Lord promises to answer these prayers. 3. Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Decree, in Yeshua's name, I will seek God's kingdom above my own or any earthly kingdom. He promises to care for my every need. 4. Matthew 7:7-8. Ask, and it will be given to you, seek, and you will find, knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Decree, in Yeshua's name, I will seek the Lord and he will open doors of opportunities for me. 5. Deuteronomy 4:29-31. But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. When you are in distress, and all these things come upon you in the latter days, when you turn to the Lord your God and obey his voice, for the Lord your God is a merciful God, he will not forsake you nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers which he swore to them. Decree, in Yeshua's name, I will seek the Lord with all my heart and soul. I will turn to him and obey his voice. He will not forsake nor destroy me. 6. Proverbs 8:17 KJV. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Decree, in Yeshua's name, I seek the Lord. He loves me and I am in a covenant relationship with him. 7. Jeremiah 29:12-14. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you to the place from which I cause you to be carried away captive. Decree, in Yeshua's name, I call upon the Lord and search for him with all my heart. He will listen to me and bring me back from captivity. 7 Verses to Decree for Emotional Healing in the Presence of the Lord. 1. 1 Peter 5:10. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Decree, in Yeshua's name, the God of grace has called me to his eternal glory. After I suffer for a while, I am perfected, established, strengthened, and settled. 2. Psalm 34:17-18. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Decree, in Yeshua's name, I cry out to the Lord and he delivers me from my troubles. He heals my broken heart and saves me. 3. Psalm 23:3. He restores my soul, he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Decree, in Yeshua's name, the Lord restores my soul. He leads me into righteousness and I will follow. He will do this for his name's sake. 4. Psalm 51:10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Decree, in Yeshua's name, I am a new creation and have a clean heart. The Lord renews a steadfast spirit within me. 5. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. Decree, in Yeshua's name, any weapon from the enemy will not succeed in its assignment. I have an inheritance as a servant of the Lord, my righteousness comes from him. I cancel any judgment against me. 6. Psalm 103 1-4. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Decree, in Yeshua's name, I bless the Lord. He crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies every day. He forgives and heals me. He has restored and redeemed me and I will declare his benefits every day. 7. 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore most gladly I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Decree, in Yeshua's name, his strength is manifested in my weakness. His grace is sufficient to heal every emotional and physical wound. The takeaway. The words you speak are powerful. The Lord created the world with the spoken word, and he wants us to speak in agreement with his word so that his name is glorified. As a born-again believer, you have been healed. Yeshua has already separated your sin from you. Call on his name and declare his promises because you are a son or daughter of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. His word does not return void, see Isaiah 55:11. Speaking out his word and decreeing it with the authority you have in Christ releases angels. They obey God's word, Psalm 103:20. Thank you for listening to the Ancient Mysteries, Kingdom Principles podcast. Like what you heard? Then visit kurtlandry.com for free resources that will empower your faith to walk in greater levels of kingdom authority.